Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Money FM 89.3, welcome to Sustainable Singapore with me, Rianne Lovell-Boland. According to Statista, in Singapore last year we consumed over 2 billion eggs. But it's estimated that 99% of Singapore's chickens lay eggs in cages. Well, multinational consulting firm Global Food Partners works with businesses to implement and maintain high animal welfare and responsible sourcing policies. They have launched two courses to enable hospitality and food companies, as well as farmers, to transition to cage-free eggs. Joining me on the line to share more about the issue and how they are addressing this is Alyssa Lane, co-founder and chief executive officer at Global Food Partners. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Rianne. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, let's first start off with a bit of background on Global Food Partners and the work that you do. Could you share a bit more?
Sure. So we are a Singapore-based consulting firm, and we are, as you mentioned, one of the only consulting firms that works on both sides of the supply chain. We work closely with food businesses and hospitality companies, including food manufacturers, restaurant groups, and food service providers, helping them to develop and implement their animal welfare sourcing policies. And we're focused now on cage-free eggs. Most of the large multinational companies have cage-free egg sourcing policies that apply to Asia, and we help them fulfill these cage-free goals in the region. We also work directly with egg suppliers, egg farmers, egg producers, to help them either improve their current cage-free egg systems or to transition from conventional cage systems to the higher welfare cage-free systems.
And if some people are not familiar, could you share what's the difference between cage-free and caged eggs?
Caged eggs come from farms that use cages. And the majority of egg production throughout Asia and around the world is in these types of cage systems. So what these systems look like are they're large indoor barns that have rows of cages, and each cage can house between 5 to 10 egg-laying hens, and for about 1 year to 2 years during the laying period. Now, this has become one of the most relevant animal welfare, corporate social responsibility issues around the world, because of the issue of space. The animals don't have enough room to walk around. They aren't able to perform any of their natural behaviors either. So they're not able to lay their eggs in nests. They're not able to perch. They're not able to exercise. And they're in the small cage for their whole lives. Cage-free eggs are in systems that do not have cages, and the hens have a higher level of welfare. They're able to move around the facility or the barn. They'll be able to forage and move around the shed and have a higher quality of life.
Could you just share a little bit more about how much of Singapore's eggs come from cage-free?
In Singapore, there isn't an exact number of percentage of eggs from conventional or cage systems. Although what we've heard from the industry is that it's the vast majority of egg production in the country, or about 99% of egg production that is in cages.
And you touched on space as an issue with regards to caged eggs. And is there an issue with cost surrounding why more people haven't gone to cage-free eggs?
There is a cost. There's a cost to transition to cage-free facilities, and cage-free eggs do tend to cost more, and there are many reasons for this. You can fit less number of birds in a cage-free shed. They consume more feed, and for other reasons as well. More and more producers, though, are choosing to use these cage-free systems because of market demand. Many of the large global companies have cage-free egg policies, and more companies in Asia, more of the local companies are also joining this global movement and agreeing to only source cage-free eggs in their supply chain. So this means that normally by 2025, so in a few years, or 2027, these companies will no longer be sourcing eggs from farmers that use cages, and 100% of the eggs that they use or that they serve will come from cage-free farms. So producers are seeing this market opportunity and are able to take advantage of this and be able to continue selling to their clients by transitioning to cage-free production.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen companies like Choose Agriculture build and maintain cage-free facilities in Singapore, and also F&B players like the Lo and Behold Group commit to exclusively using cage-free eggs. So in Singapore, do you think that this is a growing trend?
Yes, it is. And we've seen this growing in the past, I would say about 3 years here in Singapore and really throughout the region. In Singapore, in conversations we've had with food retailers, with supermarkets, they've said that the demand for cage-free eggs has increased enormously over the past 2 to 3 years. They're seeing cage-free eggs being sold much quicker than in earlier years. And like you mentioned, there are both Singaporean companies and international companies that have cage-free egg policies that apply to Singapore. So Lo and Behold Group, Prive, Salad Stop, and many other food businesses and hospitality businesses that have cage-free egg policies that apply to their operations in Singapore.
So we know that there is a demand for cage-free eggs. So what are some of the challenges that egg producers specifically face to transition from, let's say, conventional methods to higher welfare cage-free production?
Yes. So there are some challenges with cage-free production. These challenges can be overcome, and they have been overcome by many producers in the region and globally, and farmers that are able to do cage-free production well have been very satisfied seeing the birds in higher welfare systems and having more freedom to move around. That said, cage-free production isn't just about removing cages. And this is very important for farmers, producers, and for food companies to understand that good cage-free production requires very good management practices and biosecurity practices. And there are resources available. That's a large focus of our work, is working directly with egg producers to ensure that they are applying best practices on farms so that the birds are as healthy as possible and as productive as possible, and the farmer is able to be sustainable in the long term.
So in July, Global Food Partners actually set up two virtual training courses, one specifically for the industry on cage-free sourcing and purchasing, and then second for egg producers to transition from conventional methods to cage-free production. So could you just share a bit more about how Global Food Partners is positioned to empower both local farmers and wide range of food and hospitality corporations?
Yes, so we're looking at ways that we could continue helping food businesses and producers even during the pandemic. So we launched two courses, one that's focused on the buyer side and is designed to help buyers as well as sustainability and CSR teams of food and hospitality companies on a variety of cage-free sourcing topics. And again, the goal is that this course can help these food businesses make progress and have a much better understanding of what a cage-free egg policy means and how they go about implementing this policy. So the course has 4 modules and covers a number of topics, including cage-free basics, how to communicate and report cage-free progress to key stakeholders, how to actually implement the policy and how they can support their suppliers and producers, the cost of cage-free eggs, and a number of other topics. And the producer training course is geared towards farmers who are looking to take advantage of the growing cage-free opportunities in the region and to optimize their egg production, improve flock health, and their management practices. This course also covers a number of key cage-free topics like rearing, how to have good biosecurity practices, and how to optimize egg productivity. They were developed by experts from Global Food Partners for the producer training course. We were very excited because we partnered with experts in poultry production from Aries University, which is a leading agricultural university in the Netherlands. And together with Aries, we developed the producer training course and materials. And yeah, we've gotten good feedback from companies and producers that it's been very helpful and a great way to keep making progress even during these challenging times.
And just lastly, I know you work with egg producers and also FMB corporations and things like that. But if an egg consumer is listening to this, what advice would you give them to look for cage-free eggs?
That's a good question. So at the supermarkets, if you look on the egg cartons, you can see if they're cage-free, they'll say cage-free. If they're free-range, which means they have some outdoor access, it will say free-range. Choose has cage-free eggs that you can find in the supermarket. And there's also imports from other countries like Australia and New Zealand of cage-free eggs. So if you're looking for cage-free eggs, pay attention to the labels, and they should say cage-free or free range.
I've been speaking with Alyssa Lane, co-founder and chief executive officer at Global Food Partners. Thank you so much for joining me and sharing more about the push to get corporations and egg producers to adopt cage-free eggs.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Rhianne Lovell-Boland. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.